You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
This EPN special edition is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/EPN.
Stay on the gas. To not get caught up in the minutiae of other stuff, other people's stuff. To stay focused on the things that matter the most. Dude, what the... I mean, when I hear stuff from some people, honestly, you guys, you know, and only those of you that need to hear part, this part of the message are going to hear it. But, you know, some people just totally fool themselves, get themselves into thinking that they're working, that they're, the, they're really working their business. And when we do a reality check, it's like, really? That's really all you're doing?
The E-Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Trey Pennington. Join me for Social Marketing Strategies right here on EPN.
This is Eric Dye, and you have tuned in to EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are with Sarah Austin, CEO and founder of Pop17.com. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to catch up with you, Sarah. So what inspired the idea and the creation of Pop17?
Well, I was looking at a bunch of other web shows after reading a blog called TechCrunch, and I saw a news report about a show called Web Alerts, and it was just about tech, and I wanted to do a tech show because I really like tech, and I had done a tech show before, and I wanted to get a different angle to it, and so that's why it was suggested to name it Pop 17, do it about micro celebrities in tech and in the internet world. And so I went to dig.com and I saw a story about popular numbers, and I read this story about how 17 is the most rememberable number. And so I thought, oh, wow, everyone's going to remember that. That's such a cool number. So I named it Pop 17 just for that.
That is very cool. What is a regular day for a Sarah Austin? Let me give you my perspective. I see, obviously, you're tapped into the latest technology, social media front. You've got a good web presence. You seem to be traveling a lot, at events a lot, tied up with Pop 17, et cetera. What is an average day coming from Sarah Austin?
Well, I do work at a desk a lot. I'm editing videos. I'm doing business. But I do get to go to the studio and film things, and that's usually really fun. I would say that lately it's been a lot more in-studio filming than out and about, traveling around to conferences and stuff. But the average day would just be me getting up, going to work out for a little bit, going to work, just like anyone else, getting off work, and then I actually... I am getting my MBA right now at nighttime and on the weekends. So pretty much every night and weekend I also spend in class.
So you're very, very, very busy. So now what is the most exciting thing that has happened thus far with Pop 17?
Well, it was pretty cool when YouTube had the Life in a Day contest, and I was able to submit with the partner filmmaker, friend of mine, MG Phenom, and we did some Pop 17 collabs, and we filmed for that film together, and we're actually currently working on a little series at Pixar talking about how they create a lot of the characters for their shows, like Toy Story 3 and Finding Nemo and some of our favorites. And that's been pretty cool just to be able to cover that. But I would say the coolest interview I've gotten to do at COP 17 was when I got to interview Richard Branson about his space shuttle Virgin Galactic.
That's pretty phenomenal. Today we are with Sarah Austin, CEO and founder of POP17.com here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Where would you like to see POP17 even 2 years from now? If you've thought that far in advance, you probably have.
I have. I'd like to see it double or three times the amount of women who are watching the show. So I'd like to see a lot more ladies coming to the website and just having a memorable experience of something that they would want to share with the girlfriends.
Is there any one person that comes to mind that would have helped inspire you to be who you are today or who you want to become?
I would say so. There's just so many great mentors and leaders out there, but the one person in business that I do look to is Oprah Winfrey.
Well, listen, Sarah, how can our listeners be in contact with you online or even through pop17.com? Would that be the place to go?
Definitely. Leaving a comment or going on Twitter and sending me an @POP17 message or on Facebook.com/POP17.
Very good, Sarah. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are quite welcome. The pleasure was ours. And that was Sarah Austin, CEO and founder of POP17.com, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network. We thank you for listening to this social media channel. Until next time, enjoy.
This is Tom Scott inviting you to join me for Extreme Business Makeovers right here on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information all in one location? Whether you're a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the ePodcast Network in our new EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your new EPN iPhone application today by clicking on the logo on the upper right-hand side of the page and never miss another show on EPN.
Hi, this is Cal Payne, and you're listening to a track from my new album, The Cal Payne Project.
Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.